So today, we continue where we got to last 2 weeks, the confessions of a servant, or the speech of a servant. And I mentioned some things. I said that Jesus was a quiet man. And I said that everything that he would say it on purpose. He wouldn't just be talking. James chapter 1 verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Hello? Three things. James 1 19. Three things. Swift to hear, and hearing the right words, the word of God. Slow to speak, slow to react, and then slow to anger, or slow to wrath. If you want to be a leader anywhere, if you want to be a leader and you want your leadership to excel, to be excellent, because I believe that everybody I'm speaking to here, God will use you mightily. If you want that to happen, be quick to hear. Not that when teachings are ongoing, then you are sleeping. Bind that devil. Bind that devil. Swift to hear. Now, Pastor, every time I have to put jokes into the word before, every time you'll be awake to. Master, that is baby class. Baby class. That's where every time you have to put jokes into the word. When you give you raw gospel, 2 minutes. Then you start sleeping. And those who be snoring in keys. Oh, man. Like in a certain church, a certain lady, she was a chorister. She lead singer. She would sing, lead the song powerfully. The moment the pastor comes, you know, sometimes they'll be singing small, and then the pastor takes over. When the pastor takes over, no, then she'll go to the back. What would this lady go and do there? Meniku. Those who have been sleeping in their cars, you see, when the preaching goes 15 minutes, not oh, and then preaching, okay, boring. Then they go and sleep in their cars. Does the preaching all the time have to be entertaining? So if you're in a lecture hall learning dendrology, and you need to pass it to get, you'll be sleep, you'll go and sit in your car. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Say slow to wrath. Check your anger level. Check your anger level. Say, God, help me honor this word. Whatever you say is very important, because the kingdom of God runs on words. There's another thing I said. And today we are going to learn, or we are going to be exposed to a revelation. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Say power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4a. Where the word of a king is, there is power. You and the king, you are a king, right? We learned from scripture, he's made us kings and priests. So you are a king, right? So wherever you speak, there is power. Something happens. And that is why you need to be careful. I remember a certain choir went for a program somewhere. Before they sang, now they were fighting. Because one lady had insulted another lady indirectly. So now the power that they have to exercise against the kingdom of Satan, the power that they must go and demonstrate on the stage for somebody to get his healing, deliverance. Now, internal conflict. Fighting with words. Cursing. It must not happen. Hallelujah. And these things, sometimes you don't see them. Now the choir is growing. People are coming and this. Now, before you see, rottenness, things happening.
See, oh, pastor, that's what you're saying there. I mean, my church is not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that.
Go there and go and see for yourself. Sneak a chalk. Cartoons.
You'll be amazed. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, and this one I want you to open the scripture so that we read it together.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Lord, we thank you for transformation. Transformation, 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 transformation in the name of Jesus. Transformation, transformation. We commit our lives into your hands. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Ready, go. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He used to speak in times past unto the fathers by who? The prophets. That's the men of old. They used to hear God by the prophets. Now, verse 2, hath in these last days, which days? Whose days? Our days. Right? Spoken unto us by who? His son. Who is that? And that is why I would always recommend that read the Gospels. Some people to today, they are singing in your choir. They know Moses. They don't know Jesus. All they know is Elijah. They have not studied Jesus. Take the gospel serious. Learn Jesus very well. And you stop certain things. So, we continue. By his son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Okay, verse 3, go on. Who being the brightest of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Upholding all things by what? The word of his power. When it comes to the kingdom, to demonstrate power, you need the word. You need the word. When you understand words very well, you be careful what you say. That's why sometimes somebody can get me so angry. At a point, I have to walk out. I need to get space, feel the fresh air, look at the sun, and then remember that I am just a dot. I'm just a small dot. Even when you are at... you are outside space. Can you even see me? I talk to myself. Hey, calm down, calm down, calm down. Because if I make a mistake to speak, it can turn things around. Tell your neighbor, be careful what you say. It can change the course of events. So be careful what you say. Upholding all things by the word of his power. So you know scripture that at a point, he says that and the power of God was present to heal when Jesus was just teaching. Teaching the word of God. But as he was teaching the word, the power of God was present to heal. And I'm going to show you further. Job chapter 6 verse 25, he says that how forcible are right words. Job 6:25a. How forcible are right words? It means that when you have a situation, all you need is to get a right word for it. And that situation will crumble down. Hello? Just get a right word. Say a right word. No matter whatever situation, look in the scriptures, there's economics there, there's physics, there's chemistry, there's everything that you need, biology. Your doctor's reports, there are words in scripture that can override that. Any negative report you can imagine, there are scriptures that can override. Hello? So it is your duty to search it out. To what? That's why it says there's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. You are the king. You have to search it out, and then the power of God will start manifesting. Hello?
So you don't have to struggle when you are going to minister anywhere. Don't struggle. Get the right song. If you can get the right song, you don't need plenty songs. One song alone can solve everybody's situation there. And anything else to say in addition to that song, and everybody will be okay. The right song. How forcible are right words? 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 So he's telling you that, look, you have a situation. Stop disturbing and every day complaining, grumbling. Just get the right word and power will begin to show forth. Hallelujah. Begin to pray wherever you are. That God, cause me to always get a right word. In the name of Jesus. 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 We continue. Wherever you have a right word, the display of power can never be denied. Wherever you have a right word, the display of power can never be denied. And remember that we are talking about the confessions or the speech of a servant or the speech of a leader. Where you have a right word, the display of power can never be denied. So don't be talking plenty. Make sure you focus on speaking right. Hallelujah. And I pray for that grace for you in Jesus' name. In the same way, whenever you have a right song, the display of power cannot be denied. There are certain situations you go through, just sing over it. Sing over it. Sing over it by understanding, and it's the right song. Something will just begin to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 4 verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power, and they were amazed at his doctrine because his word was with power. Tell your neighbor, don't just speak. Speak with power. And it means that the speaking must be the right word, because the right word comes with power. Hallelujah. Every believer is allergic to wrong words. You see, because the moment you speak a wrong word, it begins to erode the cloak of your royalty. It erodes it. You are a king. You go and speak somewhere. Then they begin to wonder, is that the king or somebody else is coming? If you say the wrong thing, it erodes your royal apparel. So be careful what you say. It has an effect. You see, it affects the integrity of the kingdom. Pastor Bernard said he needs to see you. What was your response? Even when you cannot make it, what was your response? Your boss said that do something in the office. What was your response? Even when you saw a problem with it, what was your response? Your choir director said that lead this song, so go and learn it. You are singing this song tomorrow. Now, he comes all of a sudden to come and say, when the service has started, then he comes, you are holding the microphone, just about to start the song. A song you have prayed about, fasted about, gotten some prophetic revelations about, you are beginning... just about to start the song. Keyboardists have started. They played intro. Then your director hurriedly comes to you and then comes to say in your ear, no, this is not the song. We have changed it. Let Akosia come and take over. Ask your neighbor, what was your response? 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 Those who disappear, then those who will say, when we close. And those who right there, they will squeeze their face. Like a footballer who has just missed a penalty shot. Ask your neighbor, what would be your response? What will you say? What will you say? What will you say? What you say is so important, people. It's so important. There was a question in heaven. Who will go? Who will go? Who will go? Who will go? What were the responses people gave? Tell your neighbor, grow up, 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 grow up. Your wisdom level must increase in 2021. Somebody's listening to me right now. I'm saying it again. Your wisdom level must increase in 2021. Even when your boss says do something and for a reason you are unable to do it at that time, there is what to say. There's a right word to say. If you speak a right word, do you know what it will do? It generates power. That power will attract favor from your boss. Nice lady. Package, top, down. Front, back. Hair, hair. Feet, feet. Calf, calf. Elbow, elbow. Every part in shape. Whether malt shape, Coca-Cola shape, whatever shape. But nice shape. First encounter with a prince. She opens her mouth and the deal is over. Oh, what was all the packaging for? What was all the packaging for? One word and now everything is over. Just because of a first. Oh, man. No, 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 no. Nice guy. Deep voice. Haircut, haircut. Surface, surface. You are singing skills. Running up and down. I mean, what can't you sing? Pitch, pitch. Range, range. Tone, tone. Amplitude, amplitude. In fact, when you sing, people use it for sound check. Hey! Six pack. Your scrap. People are even wondering if it is eight packs. Because, man. Oh. Adam, with all his glory, he lost it. Jesus had to come. And when you check the description of Adam properly in Genesis, when check other documents concerning how Adam looked. Hey, if God is making you in his image, you are the first, the prototype. I don't think you look like a monkey. Glory, glory, before Adam's fall. You see the man and you now you know that there is a king in the garden. Hello? And when Eve came, levels. You see, okay, now you. Oh, Babini. You see, and you see levels. And the two of them, no goat in the garden could be compared to them. That was God's best. Say God's best. That was what? God's best. But they were defeated by words. Oh, Jesus, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus. 2021, it's a year of turnaround. Wrong word converted to right words in the name of Jesus. You will not lose another more contract because of wrong words. You will not lose another more clients because of wrong words. Even fools, you know how to deal with them by the right words. In the name of Jesus, you never lose favor and attract disfavor because of wrong words. In Jesus' name. It must never be said that you sang beautifully and yet your words drove away a good opportunity for you. Wherever you are, close your eyes with me. In the name of Jesus. You are praying that, Lord, today, help me to go for right words in the name of Jesus. Help me to go for right words in Jesus' name. Begin to pray. Increase my wisdom. Increase the revelations that I get from your word. Grant me the spirit of understanding. And when I learn the word of God, even in my quiet time, open my eyes, open, enlighten the eyes of my understanding, that I will behold, that I will understand what you've even written, that I'll get revelations, I'll get deep insight, so that I can experience change, so that my wisdom level can increase. Lord, lead me into right words. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Rababu shebede de amazande de amalara de abakabala de aba. Ramamazande de amalara de amalara de amakabala de aba.
Right words, 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 right words. In the name of Jesus, increase my wisdom. Increase my wisdom. Today I've learned from scripture. Lord, increase my wisdom. Increase my wisdom. Give me a right word for every situation in my life. In the name of Jesus, a right word. Ramamazande.
You are praying one last prayer, which we should have prayed. Say after me, Lord Jesus, this year, let my life be ruled by right words. In the name of Jesus, let my life be ruled by right words. The prayer you are praying is that any negative or wrong word that was ever spoken into your life, you are rejecting it. Whether it's by a dead aunt, whether it is by someone who was upset with you, a lady whose heart was broken and then spoke wrong words at you, wherever the wrong words came from, today cry out unto the Lord. Well, the ones you know, the ones you don't know. Today you've learned about right words. You are praying that, Lord, any wrong word, Lord, I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to overturn, to overturn, to overturn any wrong words that I've encountered or that has been spoken. Some of you, your teachers in school, they were speaking wrong words into your life. Cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, I am a product of right words. And no wrong word. In the name of Jesus. A product of right words. In the name of Jesus. I am a product of right words. I am a product of right words. Every wrong word, let it be overturned. In the name of Jesus. Every wrong word, Lord, let it be overturned. Every wrong word, let it be overturned. In the name of Jesus. Whether, Lord, I was a baby, whether I knew, whether I didn't know, let it be overturned by the blood of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, Kabarababo, Jemere Amalare Abaraba, Rakabaya Babo, Jemarabaya Balare Aba, Rekayandere Amalare Aba, Zandere Amalare Ama, Zandere Amalare Ama, Ramamayama Kabalare Abalare Aba, Jenere Amalare Ama, Yandere Amalare Amalare Aba, Ramamaya Malare Ama, Zandere Ama, Rimamayandururi Amalare Ama. Overturn every wrong way. Overturn every wrong way. Overturn every wrong way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every wrong word overturned. 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 Whether it came from an angry parent or whether it came from an angry pastor, wherever it came from, overturned today. Whether it came from a wrong colleague, a heartbroken friend, we cancel it all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.